try and get Dr. Harry on the phone.
Yeah.
See if we can get him later this morning.
Yeah, just see what happens there.
Because if anyone knows
Dr. Harry
how to fix animal weirdness, it's Dr. Harry.
Yes, another wedding that you didn't get invited to, Dr. Harry's wedding. Well, in the meantime,
how was I to know he was going to train a horse to be a ring bearer?
Two horses, thanks very much. Yeah. And to find out all technical issues from Channel 9 and EFTM.com.au, everything for the man.
Could be a compliment that I was replaced by a horse.
And it goes to the head. We've got Trevor Long from Channel 9, former local bloke. Hey, Trevy!
Trev!
I was worrying where the horse carried the ring. But anyway,
We didn't ask. Yeah. We'll have to ask Dr. Harry.
No, it would have been like tied around on the bridle or something. Or
don't know.
Okay. That's better than what I was thinking. Good stuff. Moving on.
Those rings can do amazing things.
We're looking at scams today, how they work. And it's not, Trevy, just about getting your money, is it?
No, that's the thing. I think a lot of people think, oh, they haven't asked for money, they haven't asked my credit card, I haven't been scammed. But I got one last week that said it was from Optus Tech, and it was about security on the My Account page. And I'm not an Optus customer now, but I have been. And so I could see how an Optus customer could fall for this. You click the link, and you just see an Optus webpage. Legit, it looks like the Optus website, but it's not. And that's what they do. They copy a website, they put it on a new address, and they send you that address. And if you type in your username and password on this site, not only have they captured that, and will they try and use that username and password everywhere on the internet, but the next page was asking for date of birth, address, mother's maiden name. If you give them that information, trust me, they've stolen your identity. It's gone. And they'll apply for credit on your behalf. They'll try and scam you. They'll actually try and ring your bank and get into your bank accounts. It's a very big risk to hand over your information, not just your money. So think about things like your date of birth, your passport number, your address, and who you're giving those things to and where you're typing them. And remember, if a company really does need you to update your security details, you can ring them. Ring them up on the normal number that's on their real website. Don't follow a link in an SMS or an email. Yeah. And talk to them. If they need you, like if the ATO sends you a message saying you owe them money, trust me, they'll tell you when you ring them.
Yeah,
exactly. I get it all the time where you get something and it asks you to click a link because you need to update information or you need to do this or that. And I've never, ever responded to it, but I can see how sometimes you would just go, oh, gee, I better look at that, and you just click it.
And I think the key here is that it does happen. People do get scammed, and we should talk about it more. Among your family and your friends, talk about the messages you get. Talk about the ones you fell for. Talk about the ones you noticed. And hopefully more people are willing to say, oh, I did fall for that one. I got scammed. And we can help each other because that's the only way we're going to stay ahead of this.
Yeah. What's that other, the big thing where everyone buys stuff online?
Kogan?
You go to
shopping.
Oh, God.
eBay?
eBay. Yeah. Yep. So the message comes on your phone. Oh, we just want to confirm your eBay purchase of $780. We're going to process this tomorrow unless we hear from you. And you go, I'm not doing that. But it makes you worry.
But that's the thing. If you, let's say you've got a family, multiple kids who do buy online, and you get a call from Amazon saying, we're just confirming your purchase of $700. It's always a large amount, too, to make you freak out.
Yeah.
What they want to do is they want to get you on the hook and say, well, let's just, before I can go into your account, just verify your date of birth for me. Just verify this. And they're collecting all that information. They just want to get you on the phone or handing over your details on the internet.
Trev, the electric scooters are the go, but there's a lot of fines with them as well.
Oh, well, we've got a couple of these things because I love them. I think they're fun, but they're illegal to ride in New South Wales. You'd have to go to a private property, or we go to the netball courts. But look, I did some numbers with someone in law enforcement, and I said, listen, what would you be fined if my 15-year-old, who doesn't have a driver's license, rode my electric scooter to the shops? Total fines could be $3,400
for
riding an unregistered vehicle, an uninsured vehicle, a vehicle without taxes, no driver's license, riding on a footpath, and also not wearing an approved helmet, because a bike helmet is not enough. A motorcycle helmet would avoid that fine. So $3,400 if you ride an electric scooter to the shops. If my son walked out and took my car, he doesn't have a driver's license, and drove it to the shops, he'd be fined $600 for driving unlicensed.
Oh, jeez, what a difference.
That is crazy. But see,
you need to change the law.
I saw a kid the other day riding down the road on one of these electric scooters. He had no shoes on, no helmet. I pulled up alongside him as I was passing him on the road, said, get a helmet on, you idiot, and then kept driving. But these kids are all over the joint, and it's absolutely illegal. What about electric bikes? Is there similar rules for them?
Electric bikes are actually illegal. But because it's very hard for the police to tell whether you're actually using the electric power, because an electric bike still requires you to pedal. So it's really just a bicycle to the observer, unless you're actually sitting on it and know that you're using electric power. Yeah. Whereas these electric scooters are very clearly under electric power. So the fact is they're illegal. They're trialing the use of them in New South Wales. Hopefully within a year that'll change. But just be wary. You'd have to come across a really, you know, shocking copper to want to fine you $3,400. But you certainly can be fined for riding electric scooter on the roads and the footpath in New South Wales.
And speaking of cash, Trev, LG has released a very cheap TV.
Yeah, well, obviously for you, this is cheap. It's just ashtray money for you. But for Rob and I, $130,000 is the most expensive TV I've seen. Now, the good thing here is it's the best TV. It's an OLED. Mm. But the thing is, it rolls up into a box. Like Glad wrap coming out of the box, or a blind being pulled down. This thing, it's just a box you buy, and it rolls up out of there, so that when you're not watching TV, views of the beautiful waterfront at Brisbane Water or wherever you are visible to you. And when you want to watch TV, click a button. TV just rolls out.
We've got three of them. We have three of them at home. Yeah, rollable TVs.
That's
130,000.
You can't even go to Harvey's and look at it. It's not on display anywhere. You've just got to be so filthy rich that you want one.
Well, it's rolled up out the back.
When plasma came out, they were 20 grand.
Yeah, 20 grand is a lot of money too, but they came down pretty quickly. This one will not come down quickly.
So if you want to buy a rollable TV from LG, it'll cost you 130 grand. Trevi Long, our expert for EFTM.com.au. Thanks for joining us this morning, buddy.
Cheers, boys.
See you, mate.